And we're fortunate enough, our schools do a great job of educating our kids about all of these important dates in our history. And speaking of schools, we have Michael Frost in, the public information officer for the Rock Hill School District.
Good morning, Michael Frost. Michael.
Good morning, Lucas and Freddie.
I wanted to give you another opportunity to speak since your Straight Talk experience, you kind of got nudged out of the whole thing with the other guy.
I was definitely the wingman that afternoon, so I appreciate the opportunity to come in this morning.
We were thinking about the graduations, and it has been sort of, an unprecedented year as far as behavior in some of the graduations. We think, wow, that keeps happening. What are you going to do about it for next year?
Well, one thing to reference that is that it's a rule or an expectation that all districts in the county have agreed to since 1998. So it's not a new expectation that became enacted this year. It's just a time, and we understand that it is certainly a time of excitement and joy for many families who are there. But we also want every student, every family to be able to enjoy and participate in that and hear their child's name called. And when there's a lot of extra noise and hooting and hollering going on, it takes away from the seriousness of the ceremony and detracts away from that next family, the child that was sitting beside your son or daughter. They didn't get to hear their child's name called, and they've been waiting just as long for that moment.
And I think that's so important. It's a formal ceremony. I mean, some people might just say it's graduation, but there's a reason why you wear your certain colors and your cap and gowns. I mean, it's a production.
Right.
And you want to be respectful to everyone involved. So.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on the whole thing. Hopefully. Maybe keep primering people, making sure they're doing the right thing.
Hopefully. So just a heads up a year in advance.
Yes.
The rule's still going to be in place.
The rule will still apply for late May and early June next year for all the York County high schools.
All right.
Well, thank you, Michael. We just wanted to clarify that.
Yes, thank you very much.
As we continue on, this is a big week for you moving, and I know that you're going to have your phone services. They're going to be suspended here for a day or two. So just want to remind you that email still in effect, still able to text and things or personal emails, but internet up, phones down as far as district offices.
Well, just some excitement going on this week in the school district. Many folks know that we're moving from our Anderson Road location that Founders Federal Credit Union has purchased that from us. So we have to find a new home while we're building our new home.
Okay.
And our new house will be right down the street here from Broadcast House at the intersection of Black and Orange Street in the east part of downtown. But for the remainder of this week, beginning tomorrow through Friday, our network infrastructure will be relocated to a new location. So in doing that, we'll be completely disconnected from the internet. And all of our phone system is also internet, VoIP-based phone system. So we are going to be out. We will have limited ability at some of our locations to receive calls on traditional phone lines, but they will be very limited. So that we ask our public, if they need to interact with us, please visit the location where you're seeking assistance, whether it's a school or the district itself. Please visit rather than relying on a phone system. Our email will still be accessible, so if you have email addresses for contacts that you need, please feel free to connect via email. If you don't know email addresses, please visit our website, and we have a full directory of all of our staff. So that would be an avenue for you to reach out to us in the coming days.
And this is really Wednesday through Friday.
Wednesday through Friday. Okay. So when we open up Monday morning at 7:30, we'll be the district staff will be in its new temporary home at the Flexible Learning Center. I just heard you guys had Sandy Andrews on a moment ago. So the Flexible Learning Center is where adult education is located, for those of you listening and familiar with that location here in town. So that's where we'll be from Monday until we move in to our new office, which we're hoping will be in January of 2018.
Man.
Do you have people in all kinds of little pigeonholes? Is that how it's going to be until January?
Fortunately, the Flexible Learning Center was a former middle school, so there is a amount of space there that has been, as its name, Flexible Learning Center. So there's flexible space there. We have converted in the past, old classrooms into office space.
Okay.
And so we're moving into a space that was once office space. So the whole staff will be in various locations in that building, but we'll all be there.
And refresh our memory, too, about this move. This was to simplify things a little bit, too, right? And to be a little closer to downtown during the hub of all of Knowledge Park excitement, correct?
Certainly. The district office on Anderson Road had been on the market for a number of years. And all of a sudden, a buyer came to the table and terms worked out. And so we were put in the position to find a new location, much like if you were selling a home and then you had to buy a new home. And so that's what we're doing. We found a lot. We happen to own the lot downtown, so we didn't have to buy land.
Good.
And that has helped tremendously in the price of the project. And so that's the materialization of this has been that we had a buyer, we sold it, and now we're moving into the in-laws house essentially, and then we'll be in our new home. Downtown.
What kind of features are we going to have in the new place? I mean, talking about technology, you guys are moving forward, so this is going to be a great space.
We're certainly moving forward, and we're moving out of a building that we have called home for 25 mm-hmm. years. That building has served us well, but as evolution of technology has changed, the building has not. And so we are excited to move to a building that is being purposely designed and built for our needs, as opposed to moving into what was a data center mm-hmm. for Springs Industries many years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we're moving into a modern facility with technology. Anything that you can imagine, we'll probably have it available there to us, as well as available for us to instruct our teachers. Mm. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's important about our facilities is they are public facilities, and there will be certain areas of the building that will be available for rent for the community.
Great.
And that'll just be continuing something we already do. Mm-hmm. It'll just add to the inventory of available space in downtown. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to being part of the downtown revitalization with Knowledge Park and everything that's happening in this area.
You get the sense of school's over or taking a vacation, but really summertime for administrators is very, very busy.
Very busy. We've got construction projects that started. The actual pieces that you will see started the day that teachers walked out of the door last Friday. Mm. Teachers were asked in many locations to pack their classrooms, clean the put everything in boxes, take stuff off the walls, because we are doing tremendous amount of cosmetic improvement over the summer. It could be new ceiling tiles, it could be new paint, it could be new flooring, it could be new HVAC systems in an entire building and a hallway, or mm-hmm. it could be anything unimaginable. And all that has to be done and ready to open school on August 17th. So these are very aggressive timelines, and we will do all we can to be ready to go on Thursday, August 17th, when all of our children return.
And this is part of the bond, correct?
Correct.
This is part of this bond. And there's a place on the website, right, that you can keep up to date on how that money's being spent, which I thought was pretty interesting, because I know when these bonds are passed, a lot of times people just say, we voted for it, but where's the results?
Where's the money?
Yeah.
So, yes, we've dedicated a space on our website, Rock Hill. It's rock-hill.k12.sc.us /build-on-the-rock. And Build on the Rock is a play on words, certainly, but it is the name of the building program. If you visit that site, you're able to see construction photos, progress photos, timelines, budgets, et cetera, for all the projects that we've mentioned and that will be happening over a five-year period. One thing I do want to specify is the new district office is not being paid for through the bond dollars.
Okay.
All the bond money is going to our schools directly. And we've been able to have money accumulated through the years from land sales, including selling the district office, to be able to build through capital money to be able to build the new office.
That's the difference between using it for salaries, using it for infrastructure. That's a very complicated legal wrangling going
very,
on.
Very, very complicated and very difficult for many people to understand the difference between a capital budget and an operating budget. Capital is raised through one method, on operating funds come from other sources. So it is a very complicated process. I wouldn't begin to be able to attempt to explain it here in a short time.
All right. So where's the new building going to be? You guys are right down from Corporeum, correct?
We will be, for those of you who are familiar with Fountain Park.
Yep.
So if you're at Fountain Park and you see the multi-story Corporeum high-rise headquarters, we'll be right behind them.
Okay.
On a three-acre plot of land that we own. And if you drive by now, it's at the intersection of Orange Street and Black Street. The lot is cleared. We've got the retention ponds in, and we are ready to go.
Nice. And for the next, year and a half, you guys will all be at the Flexible Learning Center, correct?
We certainly hope it's not a year and a half. hopefully closer to 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
Is what we're hopeful for.
Nice. Okay.
So by the end of January 2018,
okay, yes,
we hope to be there. So perhaps we'll but look at having some excitement downtown during the spring festivals in Rock Hill.
That'll be nice. Great. You have your little vantage point right there, hopefully, from that third floor. Well, Michael Frost, so nice to speak with you. I'm excited about the language immersion school that's going to be coming in. That's going to be a great opportunity for kids.
That certainly will be, and that work has started in the last couple of weeks at Sullivan Middle School. For those of you that are driving by on Cherry Road, you'll see fencing. Please know we're not touching the magnolia trees that are along Cherry Road. Some people have called the office to ask. Those have been there longer than I've lived in Rock Hill, and I've lived here for many years. So we are not touching them. We just have to, as you would expect on any construction site, to secure the perimeter of the property. So where the current running track is located will be an $18 million multi-story, be two-story, school for grades K through 3 for our language immersion program, which currently is located at three different elementary schools. So we're consolidating to one site, which will free up seats in the schools that will be losing the program. That's probably not the right way to say it, but
moving
the program from, they'll be able to extend the life of those buildings in those schools for years to come by freeing up several hundred seats at the Immersion Academy.
Well, it's fantastic. All the graduates, of course, congratulations. Everybody going through Rock Hill Schools with such great education to offer. And, of course, the adult education graduating tonight. That'll be great. That's going on at Castle Heights Middle School Auditorium, and that's right there at 7 o'clock this evening.
Awesome.
Congratulations also to Miss Sandy Andrews, your director. You're going to miss her, I'm sure. You get
Sandy's Sandy's a great lady, and she will certainly be missed. She told me yesterday, she says, I'm not really retiring. I'm going to be a volunteer pretty soon.
That's what you like to hear, right?
She'll still be around, and we appreciate anyone who wishes to volunteer. But, Sandy, we're looking forward to having you back.
She's a huge Elvis fan. Yesterday they had that Elvis tribute artist, and we were there yesterday, and it was a blast. So he really serenaded her a couple of times.
Always having fun. Well, it's great to see you, Michael Frost, and your intern. It's nice to meet her as well. Hello to,
Whitney.
Whitney Manus.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Whitney, for keeping this guy straight.
Yeah.
He does fine on his own.
Well, thanks for coming in today, and good luck with all the construction projects. We look forward to talking to you again. When they're in place, we can find out how we can take a good tour. I'm sure there'll be an open house.
There will certainly be opportunities, and I look forward to just being able to walk down the street for a visit in the middle of the morning.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Sounds good.